recordings of the Farmer's Net, which took place at 9:30 p.m. on November the 25th, 1939. According to the entry in my log, it says I made recordings of W1LIY, W1ANS, W1IDY, and W1KYN. I also have W1LTW and W1ZE on there, and possibly there might be another voice or so that someone else can identify. And a few others are also referred to as being in the net at that time. The quality of these recordings is not very good. Through the ages, they have sort of stuck together, and there are some scratches, and there's also quite a bit of background noise, and of course they have been copied over the air. I think they were just picked up on a loudspeaker, fed into a microphone, recorded on the discs, and now they're being played on a record player and fed into a tape recorder. So let's see what happens. Bill Kohler, W1IDY.
I didn't hear LBJ. I heard him call in, but I didn't hear his transmission. I'll just say, hook up the radio, but Doris up there, I guess you can hear him.
What?
I heard any end transmission, all of it. Very fine. Very fine. I did. Didn't have to be anybody on there at the time. We're coming them up here. And that's a big improvement over what we had the other night. I, gosh, in the end, I couldn't hear you at all. What, MG? What, MGP? On Fall River. I guess we were Fall River. Call in there. And he had a whale of a signal. I don't know where he went to. I was busy monkeying around here.
You got the ZCVA,
the
decoder,
did you, George? Well, you did well. You're one of two. Yes, sir. I'd like to know how you did it. I'll bet you got down there on the floor in your tummy and went at it.
Anyway, the next fellow on the line who hasn't dropped out is W1MEN. And then from MEN it goes to IWY down there in New London. They're all on there.
Tom, W1KYN, Newburyport.
Graham Center in the station of Goliath Problems. Well, asking W1LTW about this FX-25, the only thing I can say for it is that I'm perfectly satisfied with it. It's from everything honest that any of the receivers have got, including the FX-7B. It's got the RF gain, the band switch, the selectivity, ABC, off and on, crystal, phone, IF sharp, IF broad, CW crystal, and sharp and broad. We've got a tone switch, high and low, a crystal fade, crystal fade.
Bill, W1LIY in Hopedale, Mass.
When I go on visiting fellows, I generally tune in on sharp waves. Listening in on you guys. Yes, sir. Generally can hear you, too. Well, I haven't got much this time, fellas. No, sir. I haven't. But... Gosh, George Burrow being with us right now, maybe we can get some receiver up there. He's got a two tuber up there, and he doesn't hear us very well. Doesn't hear me, anyway. I know that. Probably wasn't hearing any of us, or he wouldn't be calling CQ on top of what do you do to guys that do that?
Hassel, W1LTW, Reigate, Vermont. George, W1ANS, Milford, New Hampshire.
Okay, W1ANS, right back, coming through fine. And the whole home of that.
That's nice.
Bill, I can hear the receiver going upstairs there.
You were static on it too, I thought.
You couldn't make out what the program was.
Not sure about this next one. Might be Bill Blake, W1AEF.
Oh, I'm Mike Scott.
Moon's out and
everything.
No place to go.
No, no. Frank, W1FZU, Fall River, Massachusetts.
He turned it over to Sam. I got the message, all right, but I couldn't come on this morning. Couldn't come on. I called in by now and then and asked Kate there if I can have a word with Sam. I asked Kate if he was on this morning.
I'd like to talk with him, but he said he was, but he's talking with you, Tom Brewer. So that's the story.
Back to all over to you, Les. I think it's Rockport. Irving, W1ZE, Mattapoisett,
Cape Cod.
Well, a cold. He has a summer cold at the present time, but he's going to try and be on the barnyard that tomorrow. Hi. W1GJY, North Windham, Maine.
I'm quite used to talking over a microphone because I'm a ham myself, and my call letters is W1GJY, and we phonetically call it 1 gallon jug Yankee. My residence is at North Windham, Maine, 63 Gray Road, and we are situated between seven lakes and ponds here. Namely, Sebago Lake, Little Sebago Lake, Chaffin Pond, Pettingill Pond, and oh Lord, there's so many of them I can't even remember them all. It's great fishing here, but we don't like to fish for freshwater fish. We like saltwater fishing better. And here's another thing that many of the older people of North Haven will remember. It was the old packet pearl that Philbrook used to pilot back and forth between Rockland. And when I was a young boy, I used to ride over there with him, and we used to make some nice fish chowders of fish we caught right out the harbor there.
Walt, W1AMP, Kittery, Maine.
Now, what happened to Charlie down there on Old Rochester? I copied him fine until he turned it over, and then W3 came in there, and I didn't hear UCL up there in Vermont. And happy new year to you, W1MGP. And I believe we talked together the other day, didn't we, MGP? I started a new logbook here. I have to go back look at my other logbook. Charlie, if you're still listening there, I hope you are. I know your father there. I remember your father, GKJ. I've met him at a number of ham fests. I guess that's the only place that I've made his acquaintance. And I don't think I've actually been down to the beach there and visited this. I think I ran into him down there a long time ago. See, worse. But when they used to have the Portland Ham Fest, I think I met him even way back when they had the Kenny Bunk Ham Fest. I think I met him. I haven't looked up many names here, but it seems to me his name is Davis. Is that right? That sounded real natural. That's the way he used to sound. And there was a QRM came in there and messed them up. I got some of them, but not so good as Bill. Sometime when the air is in better condition, I'd like to hear that thing again. That's remarkable when you explained that it was made on a disc and not the modern tape, actually not a modern tape recorder, but the disc type of recording, which I've made some of. I used to have one of those vibrating things that used to cut a groove in the disc, and I know what the comparison is because I have a good tape recorder here now. I have one of the best, I guess it's about the best wall, in fact. It's a T1616. It's an excellent tape recorder.